We're talking with HSTW head football coach Davis Patti. His team getting ready for the postseason. They will head to Woodbury Central on Friday night as part of the Class A playoffs. Coach, you know, one of the final 32 left in Class A. Always exciting. How are we feeling?
We're feeling good. We're happy to have a chance, happy to advance, and didn't mean to rhyme, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, anytime you get a chance to continue playing football is obviously a good sign, and it's a sign that you guys got better throughout the year. Speak to the trajectory of this team season and how you guys got to where you are today.
Yeah, it's a strange if you look at the schedule and say that, I suppose, as we were a little bit backloaded with Mount Air and ACGC coming down the pike, and you know, those scores weren't obviously what we'd hoped for, but they're very, very two physical and aggressive teams that play great football. But and nonetheless, we felt overall our skill development, our kids buying into what we were asking them to do philosophically, did improve throughout the year. You know, everybody wants to go back to week one or week two and probably do some things different, but we were sloppy. We were a little disarrayed, and you know, just cleaning up the execution of all phases has been really good thing to see, really rewarding. And yeah, our kids have been awesome to work with.
And you guys were in a really competitive district, as you mentioned, with ACGC and Mount Air and Riverside. And I know you guys had a lot of close games, sometimes low-scoring physical battles. Speak to the challenges of the season and how maybe that prepared you guys for this time of year.
Yeah. I mean, week one was a one-score game, and we turned it over a bunch of times and, you know, cleaned that up. And it kept it competitive with Riverside. I think being minus maybe -4 in a turnover margin on that one in our first district tilt. And again, just execution got better, physicality got better for the most part throughout the year. You know, unfortunately, we're a little dinged up and down a couple senior leaders that are O-line, D-line type of guys, but it's also been silver lining that we've got some reps for some youngsters, and really, you know, matured a lot with those guys, and excited to see what they can do.
Now, you know, looking ahead, obviously a really good Woodbury Central team awaits. Thoughts and feelings on what you're seeing from them and the challenges they'll present to your team?
Yeah, Woodbury Central is an excellent football team. They're really well coached. I mean, it sounds like a lot of cliche, but their fundamentals, their discipline is incredibly sound. They don't really do anything fancy at all on defense. They're about as predictable as it comes. Now, I say that, and they'll come out in something exotic and jump us right away. But no, I mean, they can line up and just attack you on defense. Their front four is really nasty. Their DNs are probably the best that we've seen on film. We've seen some really good ones. Their linebacker play is very stout, very good. They don't miss much. Good reads, good run fits, and their defensive backs are, you know, their receivers, and you see the production they get out of both sides there. And the ball's in the air on either side of the football, it doesn't touch the ground against Woodbury. They're athletic, they got great hands, they're skilled kids, they're very, very quick. So it's a dynamic team. They spread the field offensively from side to sideline as well as anyone we've seen. I would say one of the best in Class A, or even 1A probably, in terms of spreading out across the width of the field. So a lot of challenges that way. They're well coached and a tough team.
Yeah, so going against them, you know, well, first let's say, you know, your defense against their offense, what will you guys have to do?
Well, we got to have a relentless pursuit of the football. They will go sideline to sideline with their spread formations and be able to throw it. They love the smoke screen, tunnel screens, now screens out to the edge to make your D-line, your backers fly out of there and try to gas you out. But then they've got a potent rushing attack up the middle out of those formations too. So, you know, if you spread too thin, they're gonna run north and south on you and dice you up. So, you know, it's a little bit like a Big 12 or old school Big 12 offense, maybe to me a little bit, or what we've kind of discussed. And they do a great job with it. They'll go fast tempo when they want to, and it lends itself to getting some explosive plays. So we really got to fly around and hustle, get lined up, and track the football and not let them have too many explosive plays, clearly.
And how about, you know, your offense going against their defense? Where does the success have to happen?
We've got to be able to run the football. We've got to be able to run the football. Everybody wants to run the football this week and every week, but just we got to keep it out of their hands a little bit. And then, they'll play a ton of man-to-man coverage, and they got great guys to do it. They'll smother you if they get the opportunity. So we got to get the ball out quick when we do want to pass it. There won't be a ton of time in the pocket. We're gonna have to protect well when we do want to throw and try to get some explosive plays ourselves and try to scheme some things up to give our guys some leverage and some advantages. But that's been hard sledding for their opponents, and that's the challenge for us. But we're excited for it. We're excited for it.
That's Davis Patsy, head football coach at HSTW. Coach, appreciate the time and best of luck.
Yep, thanks so much for having us on the air. Go Vikings.